Empire Games by Charles Stross. Read for you by Kate Redding. Main timelines. Timeline 1. History diverged from our own around 200 to 250 BCE in Timeline 1. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are all absent, and the collapse of the Roman Empire into Dark Ages was complete, rather than just partial. Since then, civilization in Europe re-emerged, and quasi-medieval colony kingdoms sprang up on the eastern seaboard of North America. The western seaboard was settled by Chinese traders. The Grünmarkt, one such kingdom, was home to the Klan, rich merchant traders with the ability to cross between timelines. As world walkers, they made a good living as the only people who could send a message coast to coast in a day in Timeline 1. They could also guarantee a heroin shipment would arrive without fear of interception in Timeline 2. But all good things come to an end, and the vicious civil war that broke out in 2003, by Timeline 2 reckoning, led to the Klan's discovery by the US government. Their escalating cycle of retaliation ended in a nuclear inferno. Timeline 2. This is a world almost identical to your timeline as the reader of this book, right up to a key date in 2003. Here, world walkers from the Klan's conservative faction detonated a stolen nuclear weapon in the White House. They assassinated the president and forced the government to reveal the existence of parallel universes and the technology for reaching them. Our story starts in Timeline 2. Timeline 3. This timeline was discovered by Miriam Beckstein. In this alternate world, England was invaded by France in 1760, and the British crown in exile was established in the New England colonies. There was no American War of Independence and no French or Russian revolutions. Therefore, the Ancien Régime, despotism by absolute monarchy, shaped the world order until the Revolution of 2003. Here, the new British Empire's Radical Party overthrew the government and declared a democratic commonwealth. The country is now known as the New American Commonwealth. The French invasion of England stifled the Industrial Revolution in its crib, so industrialization began a century later than in Timeline 2. But economics and science have their own imperatives. And even before Miriam led the survivors of the Klan into exile in the Commonwealth, the pace of technological innovation was beginning to pick up. Timeline 4. Currently uninhabited, this timeline is in the grip of an ice age, with an ice sheet covering much of Europe, Canada, and the northern states of the US. But it hasn't been uninhabited forever. The enigmatic Forerunner ruins pose both a threat and a promise.